Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're celebrating the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending September 27th, 2014. The Top 5 takes a deep breath this week with a couple songs changing positions, but that's about it. Let's start in 5th place where Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj dip a slot with Bang Bang. Jessie says she takes her health seriously. We'll hear why after the song. Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj retreat a slot to number 5 with Bang Bang. When she was 18, Jessie suffered a minor stroke, the result of Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. The condition was diagnosed when she was 11. Jessie's third album, Sweet Talker, hits the market on October 13th. Taking over 4th place is Iggy Azalea with Black Widow, featuring Rita Ora. An old relationship has come back to haunt the Australian rapper. Hold on for more. I'm gonna love you until you hate me, and I'm gonna show you what's really crazy. You should have known better. There's a mess with me harder. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Black Widow, baby. It's just a cat and mouse game. Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora kick at a slot higher to 4th place with Black Widow. Iggy has filed suit against an old boyfriend. She claims that Maurice Williams, who raps as Hefe Wine, leaked some of her early songs without her permission. The suit reportedly contains 9 complaints, among them copyright infringement. Holding at number 3, we have Nicki Minaj with Anaconda. This song was inspired by Sir Mix-a-Lot's rap classic Baby Got Back. And not surprisingly, he thinks it's great. I have details on the way. Nicki Minaj treads water in 3rd place with Anaconda. It samples Sir Mix-a-Lot's 1992 chart topper Baby Got Back, and he says he loves it. Appearing Saturday on a Reddit online question and answer session, the Seattle rapper said he has a lot of fun listening to Nicki's track, and he doesn't mind watching the video either. Holding in 2nd place, we have Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. Last weekend, Taylor had some fans over to her house for a secret listening party. Stay with me for more. Taylor Swift's former champ, Shake It Off, stays within striking distance in 2nd place. Last weekend, Taylor invited some fans over to her house for a 5-hour listening party featuring her upcoming album, 1989. She also fed them homemade pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Hey, Taylor, where was my invitation? Well, the rest of us will get the album on October 27th, cookies not included. Holding the pop singles title for a 2nd week is Meghan Trainor with All About That Bass. Meghan's new EP just came out, but what about a full-length album? We'll investigate after this song.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor rules the Hot 100 chart for a 2nd week with All About That Bass. Meghan's EP title opens in 15th place on the latest Billboard album chart. And there's a full-length set also on the way, we just don't have a release date yet. The 20-year-old singer-songwriter says she's taking her time because she has no intention of becoming a one-hit wonder. Well, the hits never stop happening on the Hot 100.
so be sure and join me next week for a new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.